This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Here we go. It's time for the one segment of the week where you can call in while intoxicated or in the process of catching a buzz. What you're drinking and what you're thinking is right around the corner. Load up the phone calls now. You want to sound off about what we saw with the Cowboys? Your chance to do it here on the phone lines here on your home of the Cowboys. Eric Nadel said to join us here. It's brought to you by Tylock George Eye Care. And the Expressway is presented by the On-Time Experts. And a good afternoon, Eric. How the heck are you? Do we got you, sir? Can you hear me, Mad Dog? Eric Nadel here on 105.3 The Fan, and he joins us, I believe, from Los Angeles, right, Eric? How the heck are you doing tonight?
I am in the booth at the Big A in Anaheim. Absolutely spectacular day here. 78 degrees, not a cloud in the sky, mild amount of smog today.
Oh, right on, right on. Sounds like we enjoyed our time there a couple of years back when we were at Cowboys training camp and got to go down and take in a game there. It was nice for an older building. Now, of course, we want to get your first thoughts on your experience last night in saying goodbye to one of the classic buildings there on the West Coast.
Yeah, it was a pretty powerful experience. You know, I figure I've done between 350 and 400 games at the Oakland Coliseum, and I saw my first triple play there. I saw my only inside the park grand slam there. Nolan Ryan's sixth no-hitter. An altercation where Frankie Francisco threw a chair into the crowd. You know, all kinds of crazy things have happened there. And, you know, I love it. I really enjoyed working there. I know it's run down, and I know they've had plumbing issues and wildlife issues, but I always enjoyed going there. And the fans were always really into the game, no matter how many were there, whether there were 5,000 or 30,000. The crowds were always really into it. You knew they were real baseball fans. And it's just such a terrible tragedy that Oakland is losing that team that, you know, I was very sad all day. And I had very mixed emotions about the game itself. You know, I didn't feel bad at all about the Angels, about the A's winning that game.
No, I was hoping that that they would. You know, the best possible experience for those fans. I know what that is like. From your perspective, how did they behave themselves throughout the evening?
They did great. You know, two people ran on the field in the late innings, and they weren't trying to attack anybody or destroy the field. They ran on the field, and they were escorted off. There were a few objects thrown on the field, but really not an excessive number. And after the game, you know, we'd been led to believe that everybody needed to get out of there as soon as possible. But the fans, it was like a love fest there after the game. The fans stayed for, we left an hour after. A lot of fans were still there. Everybody behaved. You know, fortunately, the Oakland players did not heed the advice of Major League Baseball security people and run to the clubhouse immediately. They stayed on the field. Yeah. Mark Kotze addressed the crowd, you know, in a true heartfelt manner. Was a wonderful moment. And I think the Oakland fans, you know, didn't live up to that bad stereotype that, you know, people were basically trying to convey that, you know, these are bad fans or, you know, they're hoodlums and all that kind of stuff. They definitely disproved all of that yesterday.
Hey, Eric, I was asked this question last night, and what would be one souvenir you could take away from that ballpark if you could take anything?
You know, I'm not into saving stuff. They have a great playing surface. You know, Bruce Bochy always says it's the best playing surface in baseball. And I guess if I wanted anything, it would be, you know, grass and dirt. But what am I going to do with it? You know, I know a lot of people have taken jars full of dirt. You know, I don't have a place in my house for a jar full of dirt from the Oakland Coliseum. So I don't really have anything that I would take from there. Things I love about that ballpark, you know, are not things that that you can walk off with.
Sure. I saw where yesterday it was very emotional that they had their groundskeeper who had been on the job for 31 years and setting up the field the one final time. And the unfortunate thing about all this is that there's a lot of folks that are going to lose their jobs over this team moving.
And, you know, it's people who work in the stadium, obviously. Yeah. But it's also a lot of people who worked for the team,
yeah,
and just aren't going to move to Sacramento, or haven't even been offered the chance to move to Sacramento, since the minor league staff there will be doing a lot of the jobs, you know, that people had been doing in Oakland. So it's, you know, it's tremendously tragic for those people.
I don't know about you, Eric, but I might want to take some of that dirt and some of that California grass, bring it on back to Texas and grow some myself, you know, in the backyard. Might be kind of nice. But I did want to ask you, since it's Friday, on an unrelated note, what you drinking?
Oh, geez, sorry.
Eric, I'm in the middle of a bet payoff. I could be sprayed at any time. And Chiafalo just unloaded on me. Okay, but I want to know what you're drinking and what you're thinking, brother.
Well, you know, we're in California. I've been drinking green tea today, and in the afternoon, iced green tea, which seems very reasonable. And what I'm thinking is I'm going to be going to a lot of concerts over the next few weeks.
There you go.
I'm going to have that battle on a nightly basis. Do I want to go see a show, or do I want to watch a Major League Baseball playoff game? And it's going to be tough, starting with this Wednesday, when Marcus King and Brittany Spencer are playing at the Southside Ballroom in Dallas. That's a big one for me. I'm definitely going to see Lawrence next Saturday at the House of Blues. They're one of my favorite bands, and I haven't seen them since they were up and comers playing in a small club in Deep Ellum. And then my first Kessler show, I think, will be October 9th when I go to see the Heavy and Dylan LeBlanc. But there are some great shows coming up at the Longhorn Ballroom throughout the month of October, and I'm going to be very busy enjoying music.
Well, enjoy it, sir. This is our last conversation.
Hey, whoa.
This is our last conversation until next season, Eric, and we love you, buddy. Go Rangers.
Thanks for having me every week. It's been a lot of fun.
Cheers, buddy.
Wow, that was very disrespectful to the Hall of Famer and this broadcast position.